Track 9. Unit 8. Listening 1. What makes some people hoarders?
And now here's Claire Nelson with a report on hoarders. People who can't or won't throw anything away until their homes are completely filled with things.
I'm visiting the home of Lisa Dobson. She's an administrator at a local school, where her desk is always neat and tidy. Her home, however, is a different story. We ring the front doorbell.
Oh, sorry, this door doesn't work. I mean, you can't get in this way. It's blocked with stuff, unfortunately.
We enter through the back door. There is stuff everywhere. Newspapers, clothing, scraps of paper, old toys. The piles are shoulder high. They cover the floor, the tables, the sofa, the dining room chairs.
So, why have you saved all of these things?
Oh, it's all useful. People say it's junk, but not to me. This newspaper is an interesting article. Oh, it has a very interesting article I want to show my daughter. And these bags all have gifts for people, just in case I need to give a present.
Lisa's hoarding is causing strain in her family. She and her husband argue constantly. Her teenage children never bring their friends to the house.
And I want to change. I really do. I told myself a million times that I would clean the place up, but the longer I waited, the harder it was.
So what exactly is hoarding? And what causes it? I spoke to Frederick Taylor, a psychologist who specializes in hoarding.
The basic problem hoarders face is an inability to make decisions and categorize things. A piece of junk mail may seem like trash to us, but to a hoarder, it's full of meaning and possibility. Also, they connect objects to people in their lives. Many, many of these objects are being saved for others.
In a way, those are very positive traits.
Absolutely. They find details in things that ordinary people miss, and they truly care about the people in their lives.
So how is hoarding different from collecting?
Well, everyone collects things, and everyone is messy sometimes. Hoarding is when your possessions impair your ability to live your life. You can't have guests in your home. You can't cook because your kitchen is covered in piles.
It is difficult to say what causes hoarding. Many hoarders have traits in common. They have difficulties categorizing and making decisions, as Dr. Taylor noted earlier. In addition, many hoarders are perfectionists.
For example, they don't want to forget anything, ever. So they save every scrap of information that comes their way. One misconception about hoarding is that it is caused by deprivation in the past. You know, the old lady who grew up dirt poor, so now she saves everything. But the research shows this isn't really true. One thing researchers have observed, though, is that numerous hoarders had difficult relationships with their parents, especially their fathers.
No matter the cause, there are ways to help hoarders.
Establishing a filing system is a good start. The sooner the better. And they need someone to assist them in making decisions about every object. It doesn't have to be a psychologist. Family or friends are fine.
As for Lisa Dobson, we visited her again a few months later, and there was good news. She set up a filing system with Dr. Taylor and dramatically reduced the clutter in her home.
I finally cleared off the kitchen table and chairs. It wasn't as hard as I thought it would be, and we had a real family dinner afterward. It was wonderful. It really was.